The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Boss. 7:05, April the 23rd, good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump in there, listen to the show via your computer, and you can join our chat pack and talk about anything that's on your mind. Of course, we always welcome this dexterous fingers, the quick movements,
those cat-like reflexes
reflexes of Bad Bob,
Belongi. Third cup.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Not bad, and moving along, and did some stuff with the auxiliary, and my dear wife Brenda's birthday over the weekend. So it was busy, and what a gorgeous morning coming down Placer and. Watching the sunrise over the city, and very, very nice to be here.
Did you do something special for Brenda?
We curled up. I cooked her dinner, and we curled up with a movie.
Oh, nice. You know what? Sometimes that is the biggest gift, is just peace of mind.
Kent's Meats had the seafood truck there. We went down and got these big old monster salmon steaks, and I grilled them on the back patio, and
That huge new house you have out in the country?
Well, compared to what we had, it is a monstrous place.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right at sunset, watching the alpenglow on Mount Lassen, and we had some adult beverage and just enjoyed life and fed the mosquitoes quite well also.
I bet. Now, I wonder as time goes by if you're going to get bats.
Oh, we saw them. We saw them the other night.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Kind of neat, really.
Yeah.
You know what?
And owls
and
all kinds of wildlife.
You know,
out
if you
there.
Take something shiny and you throw it up in the air, then you can shoot at them.
Oh gosh.
Just kidding. Come on. But speaking of somebody, come on. You're wearing something. You're wearing a pink hat that says
"Girls with Guns."
Girls with Guns.
And I'm wearing
like
a pink shirt that says "Trophy Wife."
And it's got a
deer head.
Got like a deer head on. There you go.
I love it, love it, love it, love it.
And so, hi, hon.
Okay, good morning. And it is a good Monday morning. I think, I feel a sense of accomplishment over the weekend. There was so much that happened, of course. Love to hear how your weekend went. You know, there was so much going on. What did you do? Was there anything, aha, wow, this is amazing. I did. Love to hear it from you. Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 82. Love it. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 56. Yes, I know it sounds so trivial, but yesterday I completely cleaned and organized my closet.
And that was an all-day affair.
And 9 lawn leaves bags of clothes, and there's a lot of stuff I've been holding on to. I think that's that emotional purge, you know, as we get ready to this beautiful time of year. There was stuff that I've had for 10 years, and I looked at it and went, that was an expensive outfit. Have I worn it? Do you think I'm going to, you know, your body changes. Am I going to wear it again? I mean, I have held on to the handmade beaded gowns that I had made in Hong Kong back in the 80s. Those are just like little treasure pieces to me, and I am not getting rid of those. But when it comes to, different sizes, and they've just been hanging there, and it felt really good. You saw the hallway, Carl. The hallway was piled with, looked like
Mount Everest. Snooki tried to climb. Elk Killer leaped as far as she could leap up in the air and still had to climb.
I think she was weirded out like we were moving or something. At dog's crawling in the corner. What
changed
do you do?
Her environment.
Don't worry, I'll kill her. We'll never move in. We're never leaving that house.
So that's always a good thing to do. And so I feel really good. I feel refreshed. And again, it's April 23rd. And on the phone.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that you had a wooden floor in that closet.
And I could smell the pine.
Yep. There you go.
even though they're hardwood, it's the cedar. Sure. The cedar walls. So now let's go to our market minute. Get down to business here. Someone who's been up for hours trying to find out what's happening through the world with their market minute. Josh Wiley, what's going on?
Good morning. Well, on a little bit less important news here, stock indexes are lower as investors respond to disappointing economic readings in Europe and China. In other news, shares of Walmart are off 4.6% as the company faces bribery allegations in Mexico. Currently, the Dow is down 172 points at 12,857, while the NASDAQ is down 48 at 2,951, and the S&P 500 is down 19 at 1,359. Oil is down $1.51 at $102.37 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.07%. Gold's down $9.90 this morning at $1,632, while silver is down 86 cents at $30.86. Some of the most actively traded stocks, Apple's down $2.29 at $570.70. Walmart's down $2.75 at $59.68, while McDonald's is down 72 cents at $95.22. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. And Josh is from Wells Fargo Advisors, and they are the ones that will give you the true scoop on what's happening, just like Josh just did. They're out in Park Marina Drive. Just go on down, give them a call, say, you know, what's going on with the market? What should I do right now? And they will tell you. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, hey, Brenda, happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Brenda Belongi. And Jim. You know, you and Roberta have been so great.
Jim Wright. Hey.
Listening and being fans and friends and saw your stuff on Facebook with your fabulous family. Happy belated birthday to you as well.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabod, 7:14 in the morning, April the 23rd. And, hey, you know, you've heard about this non-violent, non-sexual, what's the other non? What? It's non-sexual, non-violent, pretty. No, that can't be it. Good example. On Sunday, yesterday, seemed like a guy just released from the state prison on April 19th. Let me see. April 19th, 3 days later, is caught in the back of a house out there on Meridian Drive, Meridian Court. Jumps off the roof, arms himself with a broken beer bottle, and attacks the homeowner. Well, big mistake. The homeowner, whom I saw in a great piece on Channel 7 this morning, he's a young man, very articulate. The guy comes in. He says he heard him out there. The door opens up here. The guy comes racing into the house. The homeowner meets him with a baseball bat and racks him across the ribs. The guy didn't even bother this guy, which probably means he was pumped up on something. Races past the other roommate brandishing the bottle, which to me I think is a dangerous weapon. Goes outside. They jump on him and choke him and hit him with a baseball bat and zip time until the police can come. Well, he's then taken to the hospital and then released, my friends. He's back on the streets, it says. Back on the streets. Can that be true? Can it be true a guy that just got released after being spending his time in state prison, 2 days later, 3 days later, attack somebody in their own home, and then is released? It can't be true, but maybe it is. Why? Wasn't there enough violence in it? What if the guy had hit him in the head with a baseball bat? Would he be going to jail? What if he had shot him? What if this guy had come into this house with brandishing a weapon? And if you don't think a broken beer bottle can be a weapon, you're silly. And you have a pistol there or a shotgun, and you you increase his metallic density by about 4,000%, and he dies. You know? Is this wrong? Is this something that? Oh my gosh! Here it goes again. What I'd like to know is why he was released. Why was this guy released again? It doesn't make sense to me. And this kind of goes on to a couple other things.
Okay, let me see if I get this straight. He was threatening others with a beer bottle, which in my mind would pretty much constitute a violent incident.
That would be a violent incident.
And he's back on the street right now.
That's what I see. And I was reading it. I was reading it again this morning, and it said that he was released. It said treated at the hospital and released, and the Shasta DA is taking this under, you know, they're going to investigate the case.
But this cat's still walking.
Well, maybe it meant he was released from the hospital.
Okay.
And put into jail. And I'd sure like to know, you know, keep checking the chat
room.
Last time
I checked, assault with a deadly weapon counted as violent.
Chat room, see if you can find out something like that, because, you know, it's, to me, it seems like they would hold him in jail. Maybe they released him from medical and then put him back, you know, left, you know, and he went to jail from there. Let's hope that's what happened. Secret Service, it isn't enough. Okay, you could almost see it coming. The Secret Service, who have lost 3 more people due to their escapades with the prostitutes in Colombia. Hey, hon, you've been in Colombia before. You've been down to Cartagena. You were there for some very close friends, their daughter's wedding, right?
Well, before she was married.
Okay.
And Cartagena is a beautiful city. There was a time that they, prior to that trip, they had cruise ships that used to make that one of their regularly stops. And they stopped because there was crime and
violence.
And then the year that I went down there, the cruise ships were starting to come back slowly. But it is a beautiful town. You know, you're inside of the walled city, which this is really 15th century. You know, it's kind of reminds you of Dubrovnik. Beautiful. But outside the city, once you walk out, you
pretty
start getting
rough,
in the middle of the real part of that
gangster town.
Well, it reminds me of, you know, how the energy I was telling you about in Manila, when I had gone and I traveled a lot in the Middle East as a single woman, and I went into, somehow I was in the streets of Manila, and I just felt this feeling come over me like that there was a riot on the way, an unrest, and I had felt in all of my internal parts, get out of the street. You've got, well, you know how it is, your senses.
Yeah.
What is the thing that goes off in your head, you know? Usually I've been pretty good following that. But in Manila, there was that same feeling. Going out, because I was with my girlfriend. She wanted to go buy flowers. We couldn't find any flowers. We went way, way, way in the city. We must have walked about 4 miles to buy these flowers. And we got out there, and we looked around and thought, this is really not safe. We've got to get out of here.
Well, anyway, the Secret Service is royally screwed up on us, and I don't think you should, you know, fire the head of the Secret Service. Let's find out what happened first. But for sure, you know, whoever's in charge of these details. But here's comes out is that two, a Republican and a Democrat have come out and said, you know, if there were more women on the Secret Service details, you wouldn't have these problems. Well,
who said that?
Well, it was a congresswoman. I think there's two congresspeople, two women, or maybe one woman, one man. But they said if there were more women on the Secret Service detail, things like this wouldn't happen. Well,
I mean, I don't
I don't understand the comment either. So you're
They don't do anything when they.
Oh, it just means if there are women around, the men wouldn't go out and do that. Was it because they have in-house girls? But I'm not sure that's what it means. I'm sure that's not what she meant by that. If they had their own women, they wouldn't go out. If there were women assigned to the Secret Service detail, they wouldn't go out to a house of prostitution and find them. Or she said there are more women agents. Well, if there were more women, you know, here we go again. Let's assign somebody to the presidential detail that's going to, you know, that's out there to protect the president. And let's not go by who's the best. Let's not go by qualifications. We don't need to do that. Damn, let's just put a woman there, a woman agent there, just to make sure the men, what, do they call her, is she agent mother? What? I mean, this is just, hey, mom, can I go out tonight? No. The president's coming in 2 days. Stay away from those whores.
And I'm not saying there aren't some very highly qualified.
No, they're on there now. You know, yeah. That's got nothing to do with it. But to say then is, oh, we need more agents. We need more women agents out there.
Well, I can tell you that the club scene there is the nightclub scene there is huge, as it is in Europe. You know, it or like if you were again Italy, Spain, it doesn't get going till 11 or 12 o'clock, and it's part of the social scene. So I'm sure in many of those clubs that there are probably working women. And let me tell you, the women in Cartagena are hot.
These guys, you know, they had a plan, they had a room and all the whole thing. Anyway, we've got to take a break.
What?
It's just that, you know, if they had women assigned to the detail, things like this won't happen. Well, of course it could happen. I mean, my gosh. I mean, it's so, I wonder what they possibly could be thinking about when they say stupid things like this.
We do have to take a break. When we come back, how about, what's going on at the library?
More security.
We'll be right back.
River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their t-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR.
You know who's a good friend of mine? R&B Sharpening.
Yes.
Yay! Bob and Judy been in business since 1985.
When you really need to stab this slab.
When you want to get that knife sharpened before you go out, it's getting ready. They're starting to do. They're starting to draw for deer season. They're doing your draws. Bob and Judy have had that place. They will sharpen saws, knives, router bits, shaper. Hey, it's time for gardening, right? It's time for gardening. Get all that garden equipment sharpened up too and cleaned up. Bandsaw blades made to order. R&B Sharpening. What can I say? 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. Or give them a call at 530-365-1479.
Mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 82. And we look like we have about, we're right out 60 here in the downtown studios of KCNR. The weather is always brought to you by, and always has, since we've kicked off from Anselmo Vineyards. Great stuff going on out there. They're going to be having a wine tasting dinner here soon. And what we wanted to talk with you about in this next little segment was about the Reading Library and how it's increasing its security. There's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about with that, what's going on. But first, let's take our caller, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Henry.
You folks were talking about that deal that where they hired the hookers down south.
And yes,
you know,
sir.
There's a moral to every story. And the moral to that one can be summed up in three words. Pay the lady.
Pay the lady.
You'd never know it.
Well, you know what? I think I did read something like that. That one guy complained a lot, and that's when it all started.
Yeah. He paid the lady, and it's all been done. Well, we wouldn't have had an international incident.
I wonder how many times they've paid the lady down there.
Look at it this way. I don't know. You were a Marine.
Yeah.
I was in the Army. Do you realize that if that be the case, that there wouldn't have been a soldier in Korea? They'd all been kicked out of the Army?
Well, you know what that...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well,
thanks,
you know,
Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
You know, it's really interesting on that subject. We've read some books, and, you know, we love Westerns. And so how many times have we read books on the fact that, you know, the women that were really called the soiled doves, and that looked at, actually, we saw a special on it, too. It was really surprising about the different levels of prostitution. This is just a kind of a sidebar. In those days, they were considered, some of those gals that worked at the saloons and stuff were considered to be the friends of the, they weren't just working girls. They were friends and confidants. Some of those women did very well, went on to actually
be very well respected in their towns.
In their community and build schools. And I think we have one of
do some. Do a little research on Shasta County history, particularly the early days of the town of Shasta and Redding's California Street back in the day. And it'll open your eyes,
yeah.
Let me tell
well,
you.
Well, we were talking about that. They had a girl there. We're going to, you know, just, okay, I'm going to shamelessly plug a class that Ted Leidy and I are giving, but we're giving that advanced pistol class on May 5th and May 6th. If you've got a concealed carry, give Bastiani Arms a call and sign up for that class. It's already over half full, and we only take 10 people in it. And what it is just a if you're going to carry a weapon, carry it safe, carry it the way it should be carried, and only use it when it should be used. And that's the type of class we teach out there. Plus, so much familiarization with the weapon you'll be carrying. The library. Is it a shelter or a library?
Well, I think what they're doing now is obviously what we've been hearing and what we've been investigating is that There has not been a, a special card or a clearance of what you can go into. It is a community building. Everybody should be able to go in. But you have an increasing number of homeless people that are using it to bathe, to sleep. And I think now they're going to need a card to go into a certain area. How do you feel about that? Should be interesting to take your calls on what you think. It is a library or a shelter. Those are the headlines. We got to get going here for the hard news. KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. It's a tough day for Wall Street. Fresh concerns over the European debt crisis are weighing heavily on stocks here at home, and disappointing corporate earnings are also taking a toll on the markets. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 160 points. Shares of Kellogg are also under pressure after the company cut its full-year outlook. The world's largest cereal company blames the lower forecast on a weaker-than-expected first quarter. Kellogg also says it faced more challenges than anticipated in both Europe and some categories here in the U.S. And Pfizer is selling its infant nutrition business to Nestle for nearly $12 billion. The deal is expected to help boost the Swiss food giant's business in emerging markets and extend its lead in the infant formula market. The deal, which is subject to regulatory approval, is set to close in the middle of next year. This marks Nestle's biggest purchase since it acquired Ralston Purina back in January of 2001. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Coella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. April 23rd, it's 70 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Business of the Year for 2011. It's not just because they do good work for their customers, which they do. In fact, local banks are the only ones you should be going to. These large multinational banks, as far as I'm concerned, are out there. They take handouts from Obama and the government and Republicans and all this. Our local banks, however, take care of us. But it's not just giving loans or looking at mortgages or taking giving you a checking account and all that. They get out in the community, and that's what North Valley Bank does. It gets out in the community, and it helps the people. North Valley Bank, right here in Reading. I can't say enough about them because they are a local bank, and we want to stay local with all of our banking needs. Let's talk about a fundraiser that's coming up here. And you remember that car wreck where these two little girls, 3 and 4, were injured. Ashlyn, 3, was paralyzed. There's a picture of her on this thing, on this little handout here. Big smile on her face. Is in need of a wheelchair, special car seat, and other equipment. This is going to be Saturday, April 28th at the Frontier Senior Center. It's going to be down in Anderson on Frontier Trail there, 4 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 for adults and $5 for children. They've got raffle prizes, silent auction, door gifts. All proceeds go to Ashlyn and Alexis to help with their medical expenses. You don't have to be present to win if you, sign up for those. Contact Randy at 355-8755. That's 355-8755 to donate, volunteer, or attend. And you know what? Maybe it's because my granddaughter's name is Ashlyn, but she has a big smile just like this little girl who was smiling while she's in the wheelchair. If you can get down there this Saturday, to the Frontier Senior Center, or just call them up and donate some money, I think it'd be a good thing. All proceeds go to help with their medical expenses. Let's go back to the library. It seems like some of our homeless or people with nothing to do are going into the library and are using it as a shelter. Using it not quite as a shelter. I shouldn't say that because it does close at night and nobody can stay. But they are staying in there. Bad Bob, have you been in the library lately?
Not lately. I don't think I've actually set foot in the library in about a year because I got so much else going on. But the last time I went there, I think I got hit up for money about 3 times between the car and the front door.
For a long time, it says, according to the paper, it's a good article, that things have been kind of going on. People looking for books, people looking for shelter, have lived in a relatively peaceful coexistence. But now things are starting to change. They're starting to hear, profanity. People are using it to sleep on the couches. They're using the bathroom, the plazas, the hangout. But as of this month, a library card is required to access the study rooms, and security will be provided for an extra 10 hours. It's monitoring all open hours for a total of 62 hours each week, and it costs about $12 an hour. And so, but some people are using them to watch movies in the study rooms on their laptops. I guess I would have, if you're homeless, would you have a laptop that you're in there watching movies? That's kind of funny. Anyway, this is their, it's not used as a library, it's used as a place to hang out. That's wrong. But then again, how hard is it to get a library card, Bad Bob? Do you have one?
I don't think I do.
You just have to put down. Do you have to show identification?
I think you do.
Really?
Unlike voting.
Unlike voting? You don't have to show identification when you're voting. In fact, I'm going to vote for you and Brenda this year. Yep. I'm going to vote for you and Brenda and probably just Bob. Because I'm not sure how y'all are going to vote. So I'm going to vote for you. Because I don't need to show ID. They'll say, you don't look like Brenda. I said, wait a minute. I used my government tax dollars to have a transformational change here. All right, I'll stop that. Okay, let's go back to work. half of the college grads from last year are either unemployed or underemployed. The number's gone up 10% since 2000. And if your degree is in anthropology and sociology, you might as well start looking at In-N-Out Burger, because your chances of getting a job there are not great. Anyway, it's 53% of the college grads from last year, 2011, are unemployed or underemployed. A lot of them are lucky to get jobs. There's jobs out there for service connected in the sense of waiting tables, working in retail, sales, and all that. But as far as getting jobs as engineers or anthropologist or sociologist, they're not quite out there. And if you're patriotic and you want to enlist in the service, they're cutting way back on that too, since they cut out $500 billion out of that, and they're cutting the numbers down, way down. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and let's talk about some of the things you all are talking about in the chat room, and let's talk about, Mark Beecham's coming in here at 8 o'clock. Mark, I'm really looking forward to this. Mark's got all types of things he likes to talk about, and he's got comments on all things that are happening in around here in our area and in the nation too. But I want to talk about what's happening in France. What's happening in France, which could have a dramatic impact on us. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:40 in the morning, April the 23rd. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tonight, what are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
my senior year in high school. You know, this is it.
Is there going to be words with this?
Oh, sooner or later, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I thought I was waiting for something there, Bob.
Hey. You got, like, the longest intro in radio history.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, April the 23rd. Let's talk about the weather. I think the weather is going to be great today. It's already 70 degrees, and we're looking at mostly sunny with a high near 82. Calm wind becoming south between 7 and 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 55. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 73. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, light and variable wind. Wednesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Okay. Let's roll from there. Here on Saturday, May 5th, the Military Order of the Purple Hearts having a great, great golf tournament. It's going to be at the Gold Hills Golf Club, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. The format will be a four-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. I'm sure that means something to all you golfers. Okay, they have, you know, they use this money to fund Veterans Assistance Program and scholarship funds. And this year they've purchased equipment valued at over $6,000 for the Veterans Outpatient Clinic on Hartnell Avenue. They've also provided cash and food assistance to veterans' families with spouses deployed to combat zones, as well as their annual $3,000 in scholarships for local high school and college students. You know, that is great. It's $150 to sponsor a hole, and give them a call at 246-7867, 246-7867, or 339-5449. And this is the Military Order of the Purple Heart, your annual golf classic. Okay, let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Well, good morning, group up there, the Happy Bunch. There's one of the most important ballot initiatives coming up here, and I don't know where all the radio listeners and the pilgrims out there need to know this, but it is an initiative to put California back on a part-time legislation like it was prior to 1966, along with the other 41 states that have part-time legislation.
Are they talking about every other year or 6 months a year?
I think they are. I don't know what the specifics of it are, but that can be.
You're right, I saw
the
that too.
There. But anyhow, this is very important. This is the only way we're going to get California back or save California in my space. And the petitions are available. They're down at the Tea Party Group. It's got them down there on Bonneville.
Well, you know what, too? I think they ought to cut the pay tremendously. So then only, you know, according. But then the problem is according to Mr. Obama and others of his ilk, is that only then the rich Republicans will be in office because. Well, they'll be the only ones who'll be afford to be there.
No, this has of all the pay cut. It goes from their $138K, it goes down to $8,200 without any retirement package.
Ooh.
So it would be a boom to California.
Do it because
that's the only way
it.
You get control of these clowns down there, because they would flee like fleas if this thing happens.
Yeah, you know,
they need 400,000 more. So everybody out there needs to be aware of this and find that petition and sign it.
And which measure is that?
I don't have the exact number, but it's a Tea Party group. Where they go on the internet and find
those
out.
Those damn Tea Parties.
The two legislatures that are promoting this thing are both Republicans. They just got fed up with trying to do any business in Sacramento, I think.
Well, you know, it's you know what somebody told me. He says, you know, part of that problem is term limits. And he said people are only in there for 6 years and 8 years. And the fact is that if they're only in there for that time, they have a tendency to pander to the people that put them in there instead of looking at what's going down the line in 10 years. And that if, you know, before they had term limits, people had a tendency to work better with each other. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think it's over the cliff. You'll never say this thing. I think part-time legislation like Texas has got or something that would somewhat mirror that would be, it would save hundreds of millions of dollars, plus it would. There would just be so many benefits to it. It would be incredible. But anyhow, everybody needs to be aware of that. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Walt, BC. Hey, you know, I was thinking is why doesn't Romney come in and say that if he's elected president, he will bring the troops back. They just signed some kind of agreement that they're going to be after 2014, they'll be there for another 10 years helping in Afghanistan, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But why don't you come back? You know, Romney might be able to get some votes if the nation of Mexico
has been complaining about the guns flown across the border, that the Obama's Fast and Furious has really helped when they ship thousands over there just to see what would happen. But, you know, I think Romney could make some points here. If he said, you know what, you are right, we should protect the sovereignty of Mexico. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring these troops home, I'm going to put them along the border, and I will ensure no weapons go across that border to Mexico. I will ensure no drugs go across that border to Mexico. I will ensure no terrorists go across that border to Mexico. And I will ensure none of those Americans will be racing into Mexico and destroying your economy and taking free medical care and going to your schools and all these things. I would ensure that. You know, I think somebody that would stand up for Mexico like that has got to get the Hispanic vote. What do you think, Bad Bob?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, I mean, don't you think that's, I mean, doesn't that,
it's it only
works
fair.
For me. But it's fair. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ensure the sovereignty of your country.
Make it an actual border instead of a line on a map, for crying out loud.
What are the things that that a nation must possess to be a nation? A border? A language? And what else?
A framework of laws. You know,
there you go.
That people actually follow.
I think that's close. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. 7:54 in the morning, and we just had a drive-by, drive-in.
No firearms or discharges.
That's right. Pet Expo. Talk to us.
Well, I'm Katie Ball.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this. We got like 6 minutes.
Okay. Love Your Pet Expo is a free event to the community. Our sanctuary, Love Your Pet Expo Sanctuary, is a sanctuary for special needs animals with an emphasis on the blind. And our gift to the community is this event where people can come and learn more about spay and neutering, get training for their dogs, fun stuff for kids, balloons, donkey cart rides. Then on the other side, we've got vets there with low-cost heartworm testing, rattlesnake vaccines. Anderson Vet will be there doing free ear exams with a $10 off if your pet needs ear cleaning or something at their office. So it's everything from as much fun as you can have to education to actual low-cost medical needs for your pet.
Okay. Okay, this is Love Your Pet Expo, mm-hmm. Saturday, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Shasta District Fairgrounds. And it's free, but you can bring a donation of cash or pet items.
Right. We're always looking for anything from yarn to make the blankets, cat litter, cat food, dog food. We use any kind of Purina products.
Petco. It looks like it's going to be your show sponsor.
Show sponsors. Okay. We're able to make it a free event because Petco pays for the fairgrounds for
okay.
us.
Okay. You get your that was your free plug for Petco.
That was my free plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Pet Expo. So how many people do you usually have there?
Last year we had 1,500. And it's pet 1,500? Friendly.
1,500?
Yes. So people
that
get
pets
to actually
and people?
That was people. I'm not sure how many pets we have, but a pet is not a dog or a cat. A pet is donkeys, rats. The Rat Association comes down to give out information on being a owner for a pet rat.
Do you know him?
No, I do not, but I was going to smack him in the back of the head anyway.
I'm sorry. That just struck me as funny. I apologize.
Well, feel free to
hit
him.
The Rat Association.
You know what? If you feel like hitting Bad Bob in the back of the head, yeah!
There you go. Take that. For all the rats.
Go, not a rat.
No giggling either. Come on, guys.
This is serious stuff.
That
Come
is.
Come on. All right, Katie. So, I bet you've never met a llama you didn't like either, huh?
You know, that's correct. We have a charity auction there that my brother's the auctioneer, and it's hilarious. So that's fun. That goes to 5 of our local charities, Safe in the North State, Another Chance, Forever Pets, Raining Cats and Dogs. They all and Safe Haven Horse, so horses will be there and miniature donkeys.
Yeah. Okay. Now you get you got a not so silent charity auction, gift bags, coupons, samples, show specials. Like you said, heartworm testing, vaccines, microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
Elk killer. Our dog is microchipped, and in case anybody was dumb enough to take him and keep her. Okay. Tell us again, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free Saturday, April 28th, and you just do all types of good stuff, don't you?
Yes, we start off the day at 10:30, and this will just kind of show you the day. It's a costume contest. So costumes are welcome. Cameras are a must.
Do you like Bad Bob's costume?
That's an awesome costume.
And I think next time we put rat ears on him.
If you've never seen a donkey as a bride, you need to come down to see the pet parade. Oh, you guys are killing me. Well, they've all laughed away from their mics, so I guess I'm taking over the show. Good morning, Reading.
Oh, we
have you ever
this
seen
one
a
back.
Donkey as a? You ever seen a donkey as a bride?
Do not go there.
Yeah, but it was in Arkansas.
Check out my website, loveyourpetexpo.com. All the pictures are there. Donkeys as brides, dogs as hot dogs. You've got to see it. And I say it with a straight face, as these guys can't even come to the microphone. They're laughing so hard.
You snorted.
I snorted. Oh, rule number one on radio, do not snort on the radio. You know, you're a good person. We like you.
Oh, thank you.
What other things do you do?
Well, our sanctuary in the community is a forever home.
Okay.
And right now we have three blind cats, 2 blind dogs, a couple crippled horses. We take what society calls disposable pets, and we turn them into awesome pets. Okay. And all the stories from the pet's perspective are also on the website.
What's your website again?
LoveYourPetExpo.com.
All right.
Well, bless Katie you for Ball. What you do, dear.
Is that right?
Yes, Katie Ball.
Katie Ball. Okay, go Saturday, my friends, and meet Katie, because it'll be worth the trip down there to Anderson just to see her. And the donkey dressed up as a bride. Y'all, thanks a lot. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much.
And we come back, we're going to have Mark Beecham here. I hope. And I hope I told Mark that today was the day. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
National sovereignty is never a license to slaughter your people.
President Obama using his first visit to the U.S. Holocaust Museum to call out leaders accused of current atrocities and announce an executive order. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
At a time that his response to the bloodshed in Syria is being criticized as too timid, the president defended his administration's record on stopping mass atrocities during a speech at the Holocaust Museum. He also announced new measures against regimes that use new technologies like cell phones and the Internet to help crack down on dissent.
These technologies should be in place to empower citizens, not to repress them.
The president signing the executive order Sunday and announcing today it's already being used against entities in Syria and Iran. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Mitt Romney in Pennsylvania.
I've lived in the real economy.
Keeping up his criticism of the president's record on the eve of five primaries that could put the presumptive Republican nominee close to the actual delegate count he needs. Take two for Roger Clemens, facing the same perjury charges in the same courthouse where a mistrial was declared last summer. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at federal court in D.C.
The seven-time Cy Young winner wearing a dark suit, light tie. He joked about the unseasonably chilly day here in D.C. as he walked into federal court with his attorney and wife. The judge hopes to have his jury soon and hear opening arguments this afternoon. Clemens is accused of lying to Congress about using performance-enhancing drugs during his legendary career. Defense attorneys plan to question the point of that 2008 House hearing, part of a congressional investigation into steroids in sports. Lisa.
Jared, a search winding down in a Manhattan basement for any evidence in the Eitan Peitz case. The six-year-old boy missing since 1979. FBI investigators are on their second dumpster full of concrete sheet rock and other debris. You're listening to Fox News Radio. It's fair and balanced.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com.
Bringing a firearm into your home is one of the most important decisions you can make. If you are considering gun ownership, CheaperThanDirt.com is here to help you make a responsible and informed choice. We understand it is a personal decision how you choose to protect your family. We offer thousands of choices of firearms, ammunition, and accessories to suit your individual needs. Be responsible, be proactive, and exercise your Second Amendment right. Find us online at CheaperThanDirt.com. That's CheaperThanDirt.com.
He's no longer behind bars, and he might not even still be in Florida. George Zimmerman, freed on bail overnight from the jail near Orlando, where he'd been held since he was charged with second-degree murder and the death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. For Zimmerman's safety, no one's saying where he was headed. Political progress in Burma, winning some tangible praise from Europe. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Lisa, European Union countries are suspending sanctions against Burma for the next year. They say they hope it'll encourage the country to keep moving towards democracy, although the sanctions could be reimposed if the situation changes. The move comes after elections this month were labelled free and fair. European companies will now be able to invest in Burma, but an embargo on selling arms to the country will stay in place. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. A possible terror threat in Kenya. The U.S. Embassy in Nairobi reporting credible evidence of an alleged plot to attack possibly hotels and government sites. believed to be in the late stages of planning. They're advising American citizens who live or travel there to be cautious. The U.S. Supreme Court refusing to revive a lawsuit over New York's rent control laws. That case tossed out in lower courts, landlords arguing unsuccessfully that giving tenants lifetime tenure with succession rights amounts to the government illegally taking their property. This particular case involving apartments near Central Park rented for 59% below market rate. Another good day for Carrie Underwood. She's earned 5 nominations. Miranda Lambert has 4 and Taylor Swift, also leading a group of stars with 3 apiece for the 11th annual CMT Music Awards. Nominations for the Country Music TV Awards announced this morning. On Wall Street, not a good day so far. A sell-off tied in part to the latest European debt news. Right now the Dow is down 135 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning, April the 23rd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room, as many as you have. Right now, Bob's using the internet to look up donkeys dressed as brides. Our last guest from talking about the Pet Expo mentioned that, and it's just had us all just chuckling ever since. Hey, the weather today is going to be great. It's going to be up to 82 degrees. It's 70 degrees right now. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. What can I say? Great music, great food, great ambiance. 474-5546. Give them a call. And they will, they'll show you a great time out there. I mean, it's a short drive out of Palo Cedro heading up towards Shingletown. And it'll be cooler up there. And like I said, it's just great ambiance. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Donkeys dressed as brides. Now, you know how to kick off a week. I caught that one.
She's still in the building someplace. We run out there, we're just still laughing. I mean, like I said, the last one, Bad Bob said he saw a donkey dressed as a bride, but it was at a family reunion.
Oh,
so,
oh my goodness.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right. That was great.
Let's get this under control.
I'd love to be laughing on Monday mornings.
Well, hey, we've got Mark Beecham's here, and he's got some funny things to do. His first topic, I can't wait till we get to that. So tell us what's going on.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know that we are doing our last of the candidate debates tonight at the Reading Tea Party. That's at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that's the Destiny Fellowship Church, and we start at 6 o'clock. And tonight we're going to have the State Senate. We've had the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, a couple of supervisorial districts in Shasta County. And so tonight we've got State Senate, and we will have Les Baugh, and bear with me here, Bogdan Ambrosevich.
Who?
Bogdan Ambrosevich.
Where's he from? Or is it a he?
Yes, it is. And I don't know exactly where he's from. He's from Central California somewhere. But he's coming up tonight to debate Les Baugh for State Senate.
What about Senator Ted Gaines, who has that seat?
Ted Gaines can get out of session early enough. I believe that it ends at 4:30. Then he will be up.
Well, he can't make it up if you're going to start at 6.
It's going to be tough. Only if he gets out early.
Oh.
I think sometimes
he hasn't been up there yet, though. He hasn't been for any of the debates, has he?
No, he hasn't. And just to give him a fair shake, I think sometimes it's difficult to be everywhere when you're actually doing the job that you're campaigning.
Well, I understand that, but you're campaigning and you want the votes of the most populous region in his area. You might think he might want to come on up here.
You would think.
He's been on once, at least once. We're going to have him on again here. In fact, he was supposed to be on last Monday and Tuesday or sometime, and he had a family emergency there.
So yeah. We're going to we're trying to reschedule him right now.
Yeah, it's been hard to wrangle him.
Yep. Okay.
So anyway, I encourage people to come out. We've had great crowds for these debates, and we have a different style, of course. But come on out and get informed.
Great.
It matters.
Great. Okay.
Have a great week.
Hey, you had a great show Sunday too.
Thank you.
That was really interesting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Different perspective.
If they didn't hear it, people need to go to
We the People Radio
archives. Yeah.
And we've got all of our shows archived.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Have a great
week. Hey, thanks, Elizabeth. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Josh, is the news any better?
No, not yet. However, markets have they're sharply lower after the first hour and a half of trading. Stocks are under pressure from opening bell after a contraction in European and Chinese manufacturing, heightened concerns over global growth. Currently, the Dow is down 132 points at 12,896, while the NASDAQ is down 47 at 2,953, and the S&P 500 is down 15 at 1,362. Oil's down $1.73 at $102.15 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.07%. Gold's down $11 this morning at $1,631, while silver's down $1.03 at $30.69 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down a quarter at $63.46. ExxonMobil's down a nickel at $85.25. while Walmart's down $2.75 at $59.70. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much for that update. You know, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, we get our update from the Wells Fargo Advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. Great people, and they speak the truth. You know, it could be better, yeah, it could be worse, but they will tell you how to invest your money or their best ideas in it. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, you have beat me up enough on the chat room. Yes, it was Ron Paul who said that first about keeping the border, about respecting the sovereignty of Mexico and by putting troops along the border to keep people out. Okay? All right, is everybody happy now? All right, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Mark Beecham, is sitting here, poised, ready to take control. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They're taking TRICARE, my friends. That's right. They're taking TRICARE. Not a lot of places in town will. And this is a clinic that takes TRICARE. They'll collect the copay, cost share, deductible. And then they're going to do the paperwork. I think that's a great deal. Dr. Mark Pierce and his crew out there, they made things move so they could start taking TRICARE. Hilltop Medical Clinic is located at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from Country Kitchen and also at 2123 Eureka Way, or call them 246-4629. That's Hilltop Medical Clinic. All right. Our guest today, Mark Beecham. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl.
What can I say? Raconteur, famous columnist, foodie, cookie, because you cook too. I don't know if you call it a cook. Okay, it's be chef, right? Okay.
He left out misanthropist.
Misanthropist.
Misanthrope, I should say.
Misanthrope, okay. But not a misogynist.
No.
Okay, no. All right.
At least they haven't dug that up yet.
So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, yeah. Oops. It's good to be here.
Is the world treating you okay?
Yeah, so far.
So what do you think? What's going on? Let's talk. What do you want to talk about? What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I mean, did you know that Mitt Romney came from a commune of polygamists in Mexico?
I'd heard something like that. Yeah. Was that true? Is that true that it was, his grandfather or something?
I don't know if it's true. It was actually brought to my attention by the governor of Montana, a guy named Brian Schweitzer, who said it last week in trying to explain why Romney has alleged problems attracting the female vote and the Hispanic vote. He opined that that might be because Romney's clan settled in Mexico at the time Romney's grandfather and lived in a commune that practiced polygamy. And I just think that the campaign this year is going to be fascinating. It's going to be the nastiest presidential campaign, no doubt, that we will have ever have been visited upon us. And
well, you think they're going to use his religion?
Oh, I don't think Obama will utter it, but I think all of Obama's surrogates will utter it. And I think more than the surrogates, like this guy Schweitzer, it's going to be a running gag on Saturday Night Live. I mean,
got it.
Wait for the Mormon underwear.
The magic pants.
The magic pants.
And John Stewart and that other jerk that comes behind him and the Saturday Night Live.
And the whole goal of this is, obviously, Obama can't really run on his economic record because it completely sucks. And so what they're going to try to do is destroy Romney as a person you would want to have is in the White House. And they're going to do that by making him seem really retro, freaky, just the guy you would not want to have a beer with. Unlike Obama, who is sort of stylish and people, even in public opinion polls, including opinion polls of a lot of Republicans, say that Obama seems like a nice guy. And they're going to try to portray Romney as this sort of, what's that show, Mad Men?
Yeah.
There's a character in Mad Men, I understand, called Draper. And they're going to try to portray him as Draper, this really retro guy who you wouldn't want to be
around.
Wouldn't want to have over for dinner or whatever. And this sort of sub rosa campaign to tease out Romney's Mormonism. And to portray it as a freakish cult that is maybe dangerous, but certainly uncool, unhip, and try to turn Romney off as a candidate for urban voters and all-important suburban voters.
Yeah, well, Mayor's already started it. Bill Maher already started talking about his kids as being almost lifelike, with this thing. So, you know, they're going after the kids already.
Right.
And,
it's going to be a vicious campaign. There's no doubt about it. Now, I wish, frankly, I could just teleport myself to a beach in Mexico for the next 8 months and miss the whole thing because it's going to be hideous. And I suspect at the end of the day, Obama could pull it off, even despite the poor economic numbers, because the Republicans aren't thrilled with Romney anyway, as you can tell from the real rough-and-tumble campaign that resulted in his apparent nomination. You got a kind of a lackluster Republican nominee, Romney, and if the whole campaign can be about, you know, marginalizing him and dispiriting the Republicans, and then at the end energizing the hardcore Democratic base, Obama could pull it off in certain swing states and get another 4 years.
Well, that's the thing.
But it won't be on the fundamentals. It won't be on his vision for turning the economy around. It'll be on portraying Romney's vision as being out of touch, out of step, dangerous.
Well, it's going to be like
bad on women, bad on minorities, bad on struggling people, et cetera.
Be like the defense attorney who's got a guilty client. Now you attack the police, you attack the forensics, you attack everybody, and hopefully they don't get OJ off again at the end of this. If Romney and the people would give it a fair look, you could point at everything that's happened over the last 4 years.
There was a I was driving down to Sacramento to either pick up or drop my daughter off a couple weeks ago, and there was a sign on the road about 100 miles north of Sacramento. It was one of these sort of handmade signs that some farmer put, you know, in his pasture there. And I thought it was a brilliant distillation of what Romney ought to be running on. And it just said, "Can you afford four more?" Question mark. Can you afford four more? And if the Romney campaign only put that up in TV commercials and on bumper stickers and didn't even mention Romney, just "Can you afford four more?" Question mark. They would keep the focus where it ought to be. But I'm afraid they're going to be drawn into, just as this guy Schweitzer in Montana, he brought up Romney's apparent, you know, supposed history of polygamy within his family, and Romney felt compelled he had to respond, and so that keeps the story alive another day. So I'm afraid that the Obama folks are going to just draw Romney into this constant, you know, response mode. And end up marginalizing.
What is it? They say wrestle with the pig. You both get dirty, and the pig loves it. Oh. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We have Mark Beecham here. 8:20 in the morning, April the 23rd. We'll be right back.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Okay, Carl Bott, and we're back. We played that specifically because it's a segue into what we're going to talk about next. Mark Beecham is our guest, and Mark, you probably hadn't, I don't know if you'd heard that before. We just started playing it this weekend.
No, I hadn't heard it. I'm glad
pretty
to hear.
Powerful. It's a powerful message there.
I'm glad to hear Bob Moore. I mean, I knew Bob was handing out flyers at his wonderful Moore's Flour Mill, which is just a couple of blocks from here, and that he's got a lot riding on this Measure B, that I understand that it would make it impossible for him to do what he has dreamt of doing, which is to build this, you know, farm down there and have a retail component to attract both local residents as well as people off of I-5 to have a real, you know, agricultural experience. And that's unfortunate, and I think it's a very good example of the overreach of Measure B. I mean, I can understand why people in Churn Creek Bottom would like to lock up the land down there, but I think that Measure B is a kind of a clumsy way of doing it, and it could end up hurting people like Bob Moore, who some of the folks down there, I think, would otherwise be sympathetic to. I talked to a couple of the proponents of Measure A down there, opponents of Measure A, I should say, and we talked about Bob Moore, and they were of the mind that Bob Moore had been misinformed by the county, that if Measure B were to pass, it wouldn't necessarily impact him. But I understand the county told him that there's no way that he could go forward with his project if that initiative passes without going back to the voters and paying for a special election to get voter permission for him to go forward, which is a terrible burden on a small business owner. I mean, the numbers I've seen are something between you know, $20,000 and a couple hundred thousand dollars to mount a special election with all that entails and the advertising, et cetera. So essentially, if it's true, it would lock up the land there. It would make it impossible for him to do anything with it. And it would also make it impossible for the Reading Rancheria to do anything with their property, assuming they can't get it into some sort of a tribal designation, which might make it exempt from Measure B. So I think Measure B is a, you know, is overreach, and I'm glad to see that Bob Moore is stepping up.
Well, I think and I've not met Mr. Moore yet, and I hope to do. This is something he said. Well, you know, I've had this property. You know, this is a good type of business to have here. But you've just now said no to everything. And when you start going no to everything, you start issuing blanket statements like never. You know, never will, you know, never can, and some people say, well, that's not what we mean. Well, you may not mean that, but when we talk about the law of unintended consequences, that, gee, we may not have meant that. We really didn't mean that little stinky hole of water on your property, but it just means now you can't build on your property because of that. So he's taken a stand. I mean, this is an individual that stood up and said, hey, wait a minute. I'm fighting for what I have, my private property. Let's get right down to it. You're taking away his private property rights.
Yeah,
this is the bottom line.
The same.
You're having people don't even live there voting to take away his private property rights. You might as well be eminent domain by the city.
The other thing I was going to talk about is Measure A, which I, without getting into whether I'm for Measure A or against Measure A, I am surprised, scratching my head, and I have been for the last year, with so much riding on this. I mean, you've got Hawkins Companies out of Boise, this regional shopping mall developer. They've sunk, according to the executive I talked to last week, they've sunk $11 million plus into that property down there. And my question is, where is the campaign? There has been nothing, as far as I'm aware of, either print, radio, or TV, to get their message out. I know that the executives have been quietly going around and talking to Rotary groups. And
He's going to be on Thursday on our show.
But you have to realize the opponents had. They did this against the Auto Mall. So this was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. They had a campaign against the Auto Mall. The Auto Mall went away, and you know, Jim Maxwell, rest his soul, lost and later, unfortunately, died. But I'm afraid that Hawkins has just not realized the fight that they're in, and they're treating their $11 million investment pretty lackadaisically, I think. And I'm glad to see the guys getting ramped up here, but you have to understand that the absentee ballots, and most of us vote absentee, go out the second week in May.
May 7th, I think they're mailed.
And so you have to have a campaign that doesn't crest in June. It's got to crest in early May. And
that's probably by mid-May.
That's only about 3 weeks away.
Because it comes out to the 7th, people turn around. So they've got to, if they're going to do anything, they need to do it now.
And you can't just have a couple of signs on property here and about. You really need a full court press here to educate the public about all that's at stake.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to somebody and I said, would this mean jobs in law enforcement? Yes, it does. It means jobs in law enforcement if it all comes to fruition.
Well, it means
on the other hand, I was talking to one of our elected representatives above the city and county level that said, we got a break in like 10 seconds, but he says, but what's the zero? Is it going to be a zero sum game? You open this one and others shut down. So that's something else to think about. We'll be right back right after the news. Carl Linda Bott, Mark Beecham's our guest.
Kirsten McNary, President Obama signing an executive order authorizing sanctions against the use of technology to further human rights abuses, including in Syria and Iran.
Remembrance without resolve is a hollow gesture. Awareness without action changes nothing.
The president making the announcement at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in D.C. Word of a possible terror threat overseas.
Citing credible information, the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi is warning Americans of a potential attack in the Kenyan capital city. The warning says the timing of the attack is not known, but it's believed to be in the last stages of planning. The expected targets are hotels and government buildings. It urges Americans in Kenya to be aware of their surroundings and stay vigilant. The warning does not indicate who may be behind the attack, but Kenya has suffered numerous attacks by the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you?
Reading and Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning, April the 23rd. Time. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say about Lon and DC and Tim? DC, of course, being the alpha male in that pride of lines down there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and veterans and seniors get discounts. Man's Last Stronghold, just got my hair cut there last week by Lon. Does a great job. They all do great jobs back there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My guest, Mark Beecham, and we're talking right now Night and Road, because this is going to be a lot of things. We're having their spokesman from Hawkins is going to be on Thursday at 8 o'clock. There's a lot of questions, but there's a lot of things being said that the mall is going to bring in. Millions of dollars. 1,000-plus jobs. So all the taxes, all these, the initial construction of it, it's going to be cost millions, bring millions into the county.
And, you know, in theory, more consumer choices, too. The guy that I talked to suggested that they might bring in a multiplex or some kind of entertainment thing. He even mentioned a minor league baseball field. Which I said, minor league baseball field, that takes up a lot of space, doesn't it? And he says, no, only about 10 acres and a hotel. So there's a lot of...
This is just making those Churn Creek people happier and happier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's
the thing you can't forget. Knighton Road and I-5, it's an interchange on a major interstate. What do you expect is going to be there? It's going to develop. That's reasonable expectation. That was the underlying premise of the general plan. Hawkins came in. They bought the property. That property hasn't bought and sold based on its value as an alfalfa patch or a strawberry field in generations. People have been buying that property and selling that property based on the expectation that it will be turned into something commercial. It's a reasonable expectation. Hawkins came in. They invested a lot of money in the property and all these entitlements. They got the supervisors to approve it.
And that was a 5-0 vote.
And now, yeah. You know, the anti-growth people in Churn Creek Bottom and elsewhere in the county have, I think, very skillfully fought a campaign to bring this ballot measure or to vote down this ballot measure and to vote in Measure B, and in both cases, Jim Maxwell with the Auto Mall and Hawkins, they don't have a clue as to what they're up against in terms of a media savvy and a politically savvy group of people who are very good at messaging. And Hawkins, I believe, is going to lose this fight if they don't spend a lot of money and organize a lot of people in a very short period of time. But I think they'll lose. I'm hopeful that Measure B doesn't win. But, you know, Measure A, I think, is probably a foregone conclusion at this point.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it'll lose.
Well,
because you have to also remember, it's a June election, so there's not going to be that big of a turnout. And you had 12,000 people sign a petition to get Measure B on the ballot. So you've got a very organized, very committed, very passionate group of people who would like to see no growth occur there.
You mean Measure B or A or both?
Well, people signed the petition to get Measure B on the ballot, 12,000 plus.
What about A?
Measure A is in favor of the shopping mall. They didn't sign the petition for that, I don't believe, no.
I think that Measure A was the supervisors put that one together. I forget, but the thing that just amazes me is that Knighton Road was designed as a commercial corridor, a shortcut for the rigs to make the trip between I-5 and the airport and the airport
and
road
Stillwater,
development.
Stillwater Business Park.
Yes,
Stillwater Business Park.
And that's not going to go away if things start moving again. That's where the economic focus is going to be. And,
well,
and that isn't going to just vanish.
I suspect that if the opponents of development at Knighton Road prevail, and I think they will, at least as far as this regional shopping mall shopping center goes, I don't think in our lifetime you'll see any growth down there.
So if they lose, what do they do with the property that they bought? Do they get their money back?
Of course not. I mean, they would have to try to sell it to somebody, but sell it as what? I mean, what's the value of it as pure ag land? I mean, there's a small piece of it that's zoned commercial, but if you're going to say it's only going to be used to raise alfalfa, then what's the fair market value for that? It's not $5 million. It's not $3 million. It's not $2 million. It's probably maybe a couple hundred grand. So Hawkins is looking at, unless I'm completely off base here, Hawkins is looking at losing upwards of $11 million on this, and you don't think that would have an impact on Shasta County's reputation as being, you know, or anti-development? I don't
what
know.
Message yeah. will that send to potential investors?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Mark Beecham is our guest. We've been talking the Hawkins development. Hawkins people will be here Thursday. We want to get the no growth or, you know, people in here too, so let them talk about why it's a good idea not to have the mall and why it's a good idea to keep Bob Moore and people like Bob Moore from growing anything or building anything for the next 24 years. I would like to hear that. I would like to hear the background on that and the reasoning behind that one. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same-day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. That's right. Go on down and sign up for a free, tattoo. They're doing a drawing at the end of the month. And they have, they're open 7 days a week. Go on down to 1358 Market Street. That's the corner of Market and Tehama and sign up. Plus, they're open 7 days a week. They do piercing, of course, and tattooing. They put the ink on your skin where you want it in most cases. Now offering permanent cosmetics. I think that's lipstick, eyeliner, and eyebrows. And frankly, I think they did a good job on yours, Bad Bob. Our guest, Mark Beecham, and we're talking about we're talking about Knighton Road now, and the mall and private property rights, specifically of Bob Moore, who said, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm not a mall, I'm just a local guy, your neighbor, who wants to build a little mill here so I can do organic stuff, and yet you're going to keep me out of doing that. So you're going to tell me what I can do with my property." And I tell you what, if you agree with him, then now the measures are A and B. And if you want to support Bob Moore, you would vote no
on B.
No on B.
And if you want to support the shopping center that's proposed by Hawkins, you would vote yes on A. Confused?
What I am, and will continue to be probably for another day or two until I, you know, put these things up so I can read them all the time. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are confused about
this. It's confusing, and what a lot of people will do, well, they'll get in there, they'll be completely ignorant on this topic, and they'll get to this measure A and B, and they'll read it, and they'll be confused, and they will reflexively vote no and no, which is what a lot of people do when they get to the initiatives on the statewide.
Most of the time, I vote no on those initiatives anyway.
Yeah.
I think initiatives are a bad way of doing business. That's why we have elected officials who vote and say to do things.
And so the consequence of enough people voting no would be the shopping center would be killed.
Right.
But Bob Moore's property rights would be maintained.
Would be protected. Okay. All right. Well, this is going to be I have a feeling over the next few weeks it's going to be more and more of this. In fact, I'm sure of it. Let's go on to France. It's not right here in
town. I'd like to go to France, actually.
Well, so would I. You will be going to France here, I think. Aren't you going to take a trip or something?
Actually, we're going to go to Mexico.
Mexico?
Yes, Mexico.
Oh, that's good. You're not going to be like taking weapons across the border there, are you?
No, we're going to go to Mexico City and then San Miguel and maybe Guanajuato and perhaps Oaxaca.
All right. Yeah. What's at Oaxaca?
Well, beautiful city, lots of
quiet
art galleries, good restaurants, and ruins, and sounds great.
Great, it sounds good to me. France,
have you been to Mexico before?
I have.
Much, yeah.
I
Where
have
you been?
I have been to Encinitas and Ensenada.
Okay.
I've been to across the El Paso. What's the name? Was that Laredo or down at Laredo? Nuevo anyway. None of the. I haven't been deep into Mexico.
Okay. I've been to Mexico City a couple of times. I've been to, Cabo San Lucas back in the day.
I did Cabo San Lucas one time.
And I've been to Merida on the Yucatan to see the Chichen Itza and Uxmal, which were great. So I'm looking forward to seeing these old colonial cities.
Yeah, I used to deliver yachts down the coast down there to Ensenada. Going there, their security at that yacht club was better than it is. Probably you're getting into banks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't walk around there without having four guys with guns coming and want to know exactly who you are. Anyway, hey, let's talk about France. There are big elections right now, and Sikorsky, who has been really hard and cutting back and austerity campaign, is right now 1 point behind
the socialist
Hollande. And yet there could be a game changer in this with a very ultra-nationalist anti-immigration party headed by a woman, Marine Le Pen.
But I tend to doubt that she's going to have play much of a role here. I think the end result is going to be that Sarkozy will be voted out and the French will have a socialist leader.
Well, when you say socialist in France, it's just levels of socialist, right?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. But I mean, Hollande has what we should be concerned about, I think, is Hollande has taken some positions that suggest he wants to renegotiate some of the treaties in Europe vis-a-vis the euro and supporting some of the austerity measures across the eurozone, and you see that reflected in the stock market today.
You mean make it a little more giving, some more to
I think a lot of people in France and across Spain, Portugal, Greece are feeling really put upon.
Yeah.
That, why are we having to suck it up here and endure all these budget cuts and austerity measures? But the fact is, they just don't have the money to do the Keynesian approach and borrow and spend their way out of an economic downturn.
No, there's not that much money left.
No.
So you don't think Le Pen, and we got to take a break, who is the right wing, will have any impact? I mean, this is the most votes they've ever had, 19%.
Oh, I know it is, but I think the end result is going to be, the end result will be that Sarkozy will be out, mm-hmm. and this left-wing government will be in control. Now, the right wing, the far right wing, will probably have seats in parliament that they can, they'll have some impact, but I think the leadership is going to be.
They can throw their weight one way or the other, and maybe make it, especially if they're close votes.
Right. But I'm trying to think what impact or what message does this give us about the November election here? And I think it's I think people are just fed up with the status quo, and they want to change. And the change in that case is going to be from center right to socialist in this country.
From left to center right?
Possibly, but that assumes Romney wins, and I'm not that sanguine about Romney's chances.
I would hate to think that. I mean, it's like we said, 4 more years. How much? I mean, it's like we said, 4 more years. How much more can we take? I mean, and we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Our guest is Mark Beecham, writer, food expert, gourmet chef, the whole thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef raviolis?
salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our buddies down there. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, good people, been supporting our community for over 35 years, Joe and Shelley have, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. In fact, I may just have one of those today. They will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Support our local merchants. Support Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, the chat room is just going great guns here. And here's the thing that we need. We need to, and we're going to be making the calls today to get the stop the growth or stop the mall people on also.
It's not a mall, actually.
Well, whatever it is. Yeah. There's two types. There's, you know, stop all growth, and the other one is the first A is about the mall, though.
Right, but it's not.
Okay.
Let me say this: it's not a mall that they want to build. A mall implies it's covered. It's not going to be covered. It's a regional shopping center.
Okay. Okay. Of course, we'll get the other people on for that that are opposing this also, which is what we do here. Everybody knows. Everybody gets a fair shot here. We try to get it as fair as we can. And we talked about France.
Hey, did you see anything in a paper this week about Reading being rated as one of the 10 most affordable mountain towns to retire in? Did you see that?
Did not see that.
Yeah.
Was it in our paper?
Yeah. David Benda had a little item in his column on it on Sunday, and I thought it was interesting that, you know, these lists are compiled. I don't know how they do this, but is writing, you know, a lot of mountain towns like Aspen and other places and Vail are obviously for the mega wealthy, but this particular group did this list, and it put Reading in the top 10 of most affordable mountain towns, and that was kind of a feather in our cap. But at the same time, I mean, it's beautiful around here, but I don't know if I would pick up and move to Reading based on a list like that without doing some due diligence first.
Well, you can always read Reading.com and peruse the comment section down there after every article and find out how advanced and what a friendly city we are with each other.
That's right.
Yeah, reading those anonymous comments.
Or you could read Reading.com and find out about our crime and our crumbling streets and our skyrocketing utility bills.
Yeah, and bums taking over the library.
Speaking of the library, I want to say this. The library, I know I got 2 minutes. I wanted to point out that libraries are public buildings.
Yeah.
And every library that I've been in the United States, or at least in California, in the last 30 years, has had its quota of people who are seeking enlightenment as well as shelter. Santa Monica comes to mind. There were a lot of homeless people back in the day in the Santa Monica Library. So I don't know what you're going to be able to do about that. I mean, obviously, you know, if you were going to build a new library in San Francisco, would you put it in the Tenderloin, and would you be surprised if there were a whole lot of homeless people that showed up and street people showed up and hanging out there, which is essentially what we did. We moved it from Shasta Street, where there were relatively few number of homeless, down to Parkview and near the Good News Rescue Mission. So we shouldn't be surprised at the outcome.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the thing now we're going to have to pay more for to keep people safe in the library. I mean,
if I were a parent, I'm not sure I would want to.
Well, that's one of the things. You're saying the F-bombs being used and all that. Okay, today at 1 o'clock we're doing the cornerstone. The Masons are putting the cornerstone in on the Veterans Home out there on Knighton Road. Take a look at that. Tomorrow we got Lucky Jasmani in here talking our legal issues. And I think we're going to have, I don't know, there'll be other people on too. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio. Thanks a lot for listening today. So good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR.